Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. If you missed any of our best segments on the show, go to the Purple Podcast app on your iPhone or the Spotify Music app and search 101.7 The Hammer Podcasts. The best segments and the best interviews right there for you, our loyal Hammerheads. You can also find our show content on 101.7thehammer.com. Just click on the Hammer on Demand tab or the Podcasting tab. We have reached the halftime of the Stuart Schweigert one-on-one with Cato June, third quarter, next week.
Yes.
Time and date to be determined. I don't know what our Nike situation is. I'm not sure what our hip-hop station is. I don't know what our academic situation is. We don't have the names on the back of our jerseys. We don't.
Yeah, we do.
We do?
That was we didn't when Tiller was here.
No, I'm talking about you and I right now.
Oh, okay.
The Hammer.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Why is that such a big deal? Is it because you're wearing a helmet and we can't see you?
It's the only thing that kind of differentiates you. The numbers, obviously, but yeah. It's the person. It's the individually, and that's what Tiller didn't like. That's why no one ever wore number one, and that's why we didn't have names on the jerseys. He wanted everybody to be unified. No one to stand out. You had to let your play be the reason that people knew you, not because of your number, not because of the name on the back of the jersey.
Selwyn Lyman, we talked about this. He wore one briefly during his time here for Fort Wayne.
Okay. Now guys wear one and have their names on the jersey. It's no big deal. I just thought it was funny that Cato, you talked about these kids going through, you know, obviously we have all these commits coming, and they give their reasons why they choose Purdue, and he's like, you know, looking back, he said if they didn't have a hip-hop station, I wasn't going there because that means they weren't in an urban area. If they didn't wear Nikes because he wanted to be comfortable. In his mind, to be comfortable, you had to be comfortable to play good. They had to have the names on the jerseys. He did say academics first, but I remember, and I'm laughing through that just because I remember that. Mine was big. I had to have number 9. That was huge. He didn't say that. I didn't care about the names. I needed Nikes, which Purdue had champion jerseys, but we did wear Nike shoes. But the thing that was cool about that interview is I didn't realize, I knew Cato played safety at Purdue and then played linebacker in the NFL, but he came out as a corner.
Right.
I don't know of too many players that go from high school All-American corner to college All-American safety to NFL All-Pro Super Bowl champion linebacker. That's nuts. I've seen linebackers go to safety and then switch around a little bit. Some safeties move to corner. But not the other way around. That's tough.
Why go with the other 8 guys? He can just play, just play all 3 levels.
He said he specifically said, "Is it Knoxville where Tennessee is? Where's Tennessee University?"
Yes, Knoxville.
He was Knoxville. No hip hop. Wasn't going. Notre Dame Adidas wasn't going. I love that guy. He's great.
These schools now have the Cato June rules.
Yeah.
Make sure we have X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Because we want to get this young man on campus and make sure he stays here.
Absolutely.
Text machine up and rolling, 765-447-4080. We squashed the bugs, and it's working now.
So this is from Brandon, and this was a little bit ago. This was at 4:57 p.m. He says, the game is currently on BTN. Which the game is Ohio State, Purdue. He says, even though I don't have the sound on for it, I got goosebumps watching Breeze unload that perfect pass to Seth Morales.
That's right.
Holy Toledo. Laugh out loud.
Correct.
And let's see. I think we have... It says we have one more, but nothing's loading up. So maybe that was
it. Okay. You can continue to load it up. 765-447-4080. Let's get to your plan to win as we continue to focus on the defense.
Stu's plan to win, brought to you by LifePlanningToWin.com.
So for all of you out there that need to have your life planned, which is probably the most important plan of any plan, talk to R.G. Skadberg, our good friend and teammate of the Hammerdown Show at CCSK Law, where he makes the planning process very easy. How do I know this, Clayton?
Because you went through the process with him.
I went through the process. He came over. Hour and a half, me and the missus sat down, divvied up who's getting what. What happens if one of us is,
unable to make the decisions?
Unable to make the decisions, exactly. Who's going to take care of the kids, and we feel a whole lot better. And if you want your missus, management, wife, whatever you call, ball and chain, if that's what it is.
Ooh,
I know. I don't use that term, but
I wouldn't go there.
Some people do.
I wouldn't go there.
And you want her happy, visit lifeplanningtowin.com. That is lifeplanningtowin.com. And he actually did just send me a message saying that the new website is up, so I'll get that to you guys tomorrow. So our plan to win,
we'll set this up, who you talked to and what you talked about.
So this is defensive coordinator. Co-defensive coordinator, safeties coach, and defensive back coach, Anthony Poindexter. Phenomenal player out of Virginia University back in my days when it was like the Wild West out there. I mean, this guy was one of the most ferocious hitters in college football, then played pro, unfortunately suffered an injury which cut his career short, but a guy that I love, a guy that I'm so blessed that we have in that secondary. So I was really, really excited to talk to Anthony, a guy I consider a good friend of mine. So here it is.
We are back. Coach Poindexter, one of the greatest safeties to ever come out of the East Coast and play one of the most physical safeties. And everyone knows I love physicality. Coach, talk to us about the difference in the mindset and play of when you were out there playing to how the kids are now.
Well, first off, the game just changed out of sense. Me and you were coached different. You know, it was take the guy out. It was all these terminologies where it was a gladiator sport. And, you know, I got kids now playing football, and, you know, I see the change in the rules. That's a good thing. But it's just a different game of how it's taught, how tackling taught, how guys coming across the middle, you supposed to, you know, hit them in the head, all that's done. So the kids didn't grow up the way we grew up, thinking about football, looking at football. So you have to, you kind of cater your coaching around the new age of football, as I call it. You know, it's a lot more 7-on-7s that they play, not as much, you know, 2-back formations, everything spread out. So it's almost basketball on grass, in my opinion. But it's still, it's at a point where football is a contact sport. Teach them heads-up tackling, you know, keep your head out of it. But it's still a physical sport, and I still think you got to play it a physical way.
And one of the things we talked about a little while ago was if you're trying to dissect the play as it's coming, it's over with. Talk about, in your preparation, how important it was for you to get those pre-snap reads.
Oh, that's everything as a safety and really as a defensive player. You know, formation, split, you know, tendency on this down and distance, personnel group. All that kind of stuff is a safety. It give you a step ahead, you know, and you could be the most talented athlete in the world, but if you don't understand football and you can't figure things out, you'll play slow, and a guy that has way less talent or skill set than you can always beat you to the ball, always make more plays. So at the end of the day, when I go out and look for a safety, I look for a kid to play a lot of sports, one, you know, see a lot of different things coming at him. I love for him to play basketball, love for him to play baseball. I know that people think I'm crazy about the baseball thing, but I do know they can catch if they play baseball. They know how to track balls. They know how to do different things that it really is hard to coach once you get to college. Man, it's hard to teach a kid how to track a ball once you get to college. You don't have that kind of time. So, you know, I look at a whole lot of things like that, and, you know, when you're watching that tape, how much instinct do the kid play with? Like, ball going one way, he just know it's going. I don't know how he's going over there, but he just know he can see it, he believe it, and he just go. So that's how I look at safeties, and, you know, you try to get as many of those as you can.
And, you know, we've had a lot of the 2020 verbal commits on the show, and your name comes up a lot with recruiting. What is it about your recruiting style that is getting these guys in here, this top talent in here to Purdue?
Well, I don't know if it's my recruiting style. You know, you just try to form relationships over years with certain coaches and certain schools and certain regions. And, you know, and if you don't have a relationship in a region, you just go in and you try to just be yourself and try to, you know, get to know the coach, where the coach trusts you, that he trusts that if his kid to choose to come to school and to play for you, that all the stuff you're telling them is the truth. And, you know, I just try to be honest as I can with them and, you know, try to get them out to see our place. And I don't try to sell them on anything. You know, it's an important decision for them to make. Purdue ain't for everyone, you know, and that's what I tell them. This place ain't for everyone. But if you like what you see, you like what you're hearing, hey, we'd love to have you. So, and we don't try to recruit everybody. You know, you can't recruit everybody. You know, we try to find Purdue-type kids that fit our program. So that's just my mantra when I go out on the road. And, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it don't.
And, Coach, last question here. When you're looking at attributes of what makes a good safety, what are some of the ones that stand out to you?
Well, again, I go to the mind first. I mean, before I even get to the size and body, I get to the mind and how good of a football player the kid is. And people are like, well, what are you talking about, a football player? Dude, like I say, just instincts. Kid just know how to play football. And a lot of times these kids play both sides of the ball. They play offense. They play quarterback. They play running back. You know, they can do a lot of jobs. They probably own the special teams in high school. They the best player on the team. You assume they're going to play a lot of football. And then you go to a little bit of the size. I mean, you know, I'm a bigger guy, so I kind of like bigger safeties that, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, they got to be able to run. They got to be able to run to a certain extent, but they don't have to be 4'3", 4'4", 4'5", guys. I mean, you can be a good safety, be 4'6", 4'7". If you know what you're doing, you'll be able to make all the plays you need to make in a game. So, you know, that's kind of how I start. And, you know, we've been fortunate enough to get some good players here. And now it just won't be on us to coach them up and see if they can get in the game and make plays for us.
All right, there you have it. Coach Poindexter, a guy that I am so happy is on staff. And a guy that if we can get our safeties to play a little bit like he used to play back in the day, we will definitely be shaking.
That's it. Kind of just stops there.
Good stuff there from Coach.
I'm just taking notes on all the stuff he was saying, and you can see why he's a good recruiter, right? I mean, there's no – he's not trying to sell a kid. He's just telling them why he thinks Purdue is the best place for him. And what did he say? He said, we don't go after every kid. He may be a good football player, and we're not – talking about that, but he doesn't fit in well here at Purdue, and that's the big difference, and that's why I think Joe Tiller and his staff was so good about us picking those kids who can play football, but they can fit in well here at Purdue, and talked about multiple sports, looking at athletes playing baseball, being able to track that ball in the air, not necessarily the act of catching, they have a mitt, and that's different than football, but I said, what's your biggest, what do you look at first when you're scouting a kid? He didn't say anything about how many tackles he says, is he a football player? And that's how I would recruit as well. You know, he may be maybe not the fastest guy, but he has the instincts. You know, how did he know to go over there and make that play? I don't know. He just has those instincts. And remember, I talked about spidey senses. Sometimes I don't know if it was through film, through practice, but the more you study, all of a sudden that formation comes out and your body starts to tingle or something. And you just know where it's going. And that's the type of player that he wants. And he talked about bigger safeties. I love bigger safeties because, again, you want to have that presence when that offense looks over there. You got some big guys on the other side of the field. You know, sometimes you got these guys who are really fast and athletic, but they don't want to hit anybody. You want some nasty safeties back there that those receivers have to check over their shoulder, because if they know they're not going to get hit, that's one less thing they have to worry about. But if they know that not only one, they got to find the open spot, catch the ball, and you're going to take a shot, they don't like that stuff.